Happy opening day and the start of the 2024 Major League Baseball season means it's time for us to embarrass ourselves again as we give you and present our 2024 bold predictions. Hello and welcome to this edition of Side Retired. It is the entire crew celebrating opening day. Dylan Campione, James Taussig, Nico Fernandez, Henry Kalani, Harry Kilman, and David Halpert are all here with you guys today. Welcome to baseball season. How are we doing?
Doing well, bro. Baseball season. Excited. I love
that. It's either on these episodes, either nobody responds or four people respond at the same time.
So we have six people on. I was like, I thought for sure we were going to have a mix-up.
Well, that actually turned out pretty cleanly, but we are here, of course. It is opening day, and we've got bold predictions ranging from signings to trades to Cy Youngs to postseasons to upsets, disappointments, all-stars, and everything in between. And if you're a loyal listener of Side Retired and you've made it to another opening day, thank you for bearing with us. But if you're new to the show, how we do this is there are six of us, round robin, 10 predictions each. It'll be on the Side Retired Instagram and Twitter tomorrow at Side Retired Pod, all of our predictions, and then we'll bookmark it and we'll come back to it in 6 months from now and see how we did. So initially I said I was going to get the ball rolling, but everyone said that that's not fair. So James, you're on the spot and can give us the first bold prediction for the 2024 season.
My first bold prediction?
Yes.
All right. My bold prediction for the 2024 MLB season is that Bobby Witt Jr. will win the American League MVP, but also win the Triple Crown.
Ooh. That's a way to get us started, James. I will go second, because I'm not going to give up too much power. But I will say, continuing on that theme, I've mentioned this on the podcast in the past. It's time to finally cement it in gold. And that is that the Kansas City Royals will win the American League Central this year. I think it's about time. It's a weak division. Cole Reagans is going to lead the staff. Not ready to say Cy Young, but I'm going to say he's definitely in the finalist for it. The Royals are winning the AL Central. Henry, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I'm going to keep in the AL Central. The AL has a lot of really fun young prospects, a lot of guys have been running for possible American League Rookie of the Year. But Wyatt Langford, who just got called up officially, I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think Jackson Holliday is going to do it. I think Colt Keith is going to be your AL Rookie of the Year. I think that it's going to be a sneaky fun season in Detroit for a couple of guys.
I think I actually said that on our New Year's Eve predictions episode, which makes you finally in agreement on that one. But David, hello, welcome back. The floor is yours.
Hey guys, I have Luis Castillo of the Mariners winning the AL Cy Young.
I love it. Harry, your former boy, and speaking of Harry, the floor is yours.
I actually don't think that Luis Castillo won the AL Cy Young. Instead, I think it'll be one of my favorite pitchers to watch, Tarik Skubal. Of the Detroit.
Love it. Well, Nico, I know you're complaining about having the last pick, but terrible. That does mean you get to go on a little bit of a rant here because you get not one, but two consecutive picks before we go back.
Okay. Where to go? All right. I'll start with the one that I believe the most, no matter how hot or cold it is. Tristan Casas will win the AL Silver Slugger at first base. I think he's going to mash this year. Bucket. And then the one that I think is hotter, I'm going to cement my MVP pick. Did it a while ago when we talked about first baseman. Your NL MVP this year will be Bryce Harper, and he will cement himself as a Philly in the Hall of Fame when he gets there.
I like it. Harry.
I went my AL Cy Young with my first pick. My second pick is that I not only think that Spencer Strider will win the NL Cy Young, but I think that he will surpass all but Randy Johnson in terms of the single season strikeouts post 2000. So that's above 334 strikeouts this season.
That's going to be perfect because that's how the beat, how the graphic works rather than all that complicated wording. David, pick number two.
Yes, I'm going to actually go with someone that I believe will make his first All-Star appearance. I'm going to say Hunter Renfro will make the All-Star game for the first time in his career.
I like that one. Spot check. Nico, what team does Hunter Renfro play for right now?
Thank you, Dylan.
Okay, so spot check. Henry, what team does Hunter Renfro play for right now?
I'm going to say the Kansas City Royals.
Nico, would you like to confirm or deny your guess?
I didn't guess, so no.
I know I'm saying, would you like to think that Henry's right or wrong?
I'm going to say
this. I don't think I'm right.
I Googled it.
No, he's already played for them. Am I right?
He's right. Yeah. There we go.
So I'm nasty.
I don't mind that one because, David, if we're all on the Kansas City Royals hype train, why not add to it right there? But, Henry, the floor is yours now.
All right, I'm going to keep it in I've sort of got mine organized by category. So for my second one, I've got another Rookie of the Year prediction. I think Jackson Merrill is going to win Rookie of the Year. I don't know how hot that is. But on top of that, I think he's going to hit above 300 on the season. I think that this kid's so talented, and I think he's going to show out in a San Diego lineup that really needs him because that top half is very good, but it drops off fast. So if he could provide some – on base and solid hitting stability, I think that it'll be super important.
I like that. And since we're going with all of our awards predictions here at the top, I'll follow that trend. And with Gerrit Cole out for the year, people are often saying that no one's going to get 200 innings pitched and not out for the year. I'll rephrase that. Henry just gave me a heart attack book. He's not reaching 200 innings pitched this year, Gerrit Cole, for sure, which makes everyone think nobody's going to reach it. But there's one guy that's been right up there with Gerrit Cole in consistency, and that's my NL Cy Young Award pick, Zach Wheeler. Lock it in. He just got the extension for, I believe, the highest AAV for a pitcher, except for the Verlander Scherzer short-term deal. So I think that puts Wheeler third all-time at $43, $44 million. I really like the pick. I really like the fit in Philly. Makes a ton of sense. The Phillies are going to be good this year. More on that later from Henry. But James, you now have a wraparound pick for two.
Yeah, I have back-to-back AL West picks. So I'm going to say, I think this is a hot take. I'll also double down on my first prediction, but I'm going to say that Wyatt Langford hits 35-plus home runs and also easily takes home American League Rookie of the Year.
I like it.
And then my second pick, staying in the AL West, is going to be that the Houston Astros will miss the MLB postseason for the first time since 2014, I believe, is the last time they've missed the playoffs. So I think the first time in 10 years, the Astros will not be in the postseason due to their weak starting pitching and very top-heavy lineup.
I do like that, and it'll remain to be seen what happens with Alec Bregman at the trade deadline and all those other different storylines that could come as a result of that. But I will go with my next pick, and that is we've seen him do pretty well in his first two starts this spring training, coming against the Dodgers and the Yankees. But he's been playing for travel baseball teams, pretty much. And there's obviously other things around it. But I think in 2024, someone will crack, and Trevor Bauer will sign a Major League Baseball contract, and he will pitch for a Major League franchise in 2024. League minimum, a lot of incentives, a lot of teams that need starting pitching. Boston has lost Lucas Giolito for the year. The Mets have lost Kodai Senga for a brief part of the year. I don't think I could name five starters on the Cincinnati Reds that are healthy. The Cardinals have lost Sonny Gray for the beginning half of the season. There's a lot of fits, and we've already seen him do well in two spring training starts. I think it's finally time that Trevor Bauer pitches in a Major League Baseball game in 2024. Henry.
Yeah, I mean, mine's about that. So you mentioned the team that I was going to go for. I think it's a team that that Bauer would be very comfortable on. He's known to be friends with their ace. This ace has vouched for him before. I think he signs with the Cardinals. They need the depth with Sonny being out. And frankly, if you're trying to win the NL Central and trying to be like, hey, we're back, this is a move that you make, and I don't think it would be a bad one.
David,
I don't think he's getting signed.
Well, you just made your prediction that he is getting signed.
It's a hot take, but in all, like, in reality.
Yes. Speaking of players that looked absolutely great when it comes to spring training, and this year particularly, I got to just show this guy props. I think that Giancarlo Stanton will have this stat line for the first time since 2018. A 250 average or better, 30 home runs or more, and 100 RBIs or more.
See, like, Henry's the Yankee fan here, so correct me if I'm wrong. Those numbers aren't, like, they're good. But, like, if Stanton hits 30 homers, are you really going through the moon?
If Giancarlo Stanton hits 250 and drives in 100, I'm very happy.
Okay.
Because, frankly, I think that, because isn't that, like, what did Pete have last year? He had, like, 135.
And 40.
RBIs, like 40 home runs. Yeah. Right? If he's just, like, a tier down from Pete Alonso at this age, like.
How old is Stanton? I think we all overestimate. Is he really at this point already?
Yeah. Like, so he's getting up there.
34.
If that is his stat line, I think Yankee fans are super happy, especially because of what a bounce back it would be.
Yeah. Henry or Harry, the floor is yours now to give another one.
I think that not only will Texas Rangers outfielder Evan Carter win AL Rookie of the Year, but I think he will also be one of the Rangers' many All-Star selections in the 2024 MLB All-Star game.
I like it. Nico, for the wraparound.
James took my Astros pick, so I'll rotate. I'll stick with the Midsummer Classic. First thing I got a starter. It's going to be Royce Lewis. Royce Lewis is going to be starting at third for your AL. Think that long overdue. I think he's going to go be healthy this year. And we see when he's healthy, he just mashes the ball.
True.
Second thing I got is a first-time All-Star, hopefully, because that would mean that the Red Sox actually hit. Jarren Duran will be an All-Star this year.
An interesting one. I think probably starting center fielder. So
doesn't he start? Just needs to make it.
I'm saying, like, for the Red Sox this year, I think he's got the starting center field job, or is he going to go to the left?
And he's starting left.
The Donny Rafael probably gets center, but there's some playing time there. The Red Sox are hitting now that they're missing.
He's starting. It's not like playing time. He's starting.
Harry, the floor is yours.
All right. This is going to be a little bit of a mouthful, but I was doing some digging, and I found that there had been no MLB World Series pairing that would then both have a player win a World Series or win an MVP award from both teams. So I think that the Rangers and Diamondbacks players will both win an MVP this year in their respective league. So I'm going to say Seager and Carroll, but I think that the Rangers and Diamondbacks are going to make MVP history in a ridiculous, weird world that I'm not sure hasn't happened yet.
When I try to fit that into a graphic in five or less words on our Instagram, it should
say Seager and Carroll MVP, and I don't care if people think that I'm insane.
I like it.
Or think that I'm dull, because I am dull, and I just made that whole thing up to make it seem like I had a more complex pick than I actually did.
Well, someone who's never dull, David, the floor is yours.
Speaking of Corey Seager, he's one of the best shortstops at the prime of his career right now. I think this year he adds something that he's yet to get in his career. I think for the first time in his career, he's going to win the Gold Glove.
Ooh, interesting. I was not expecting you to go that route, but I like it.
He's yet to win it. I just checked on his reference.
Interesting. Henry.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you go by the betting odds, this isn't necessarily a hot take. It's a great value bet, though. And you know who loves value bets right now? The Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers love their gambling. So if I was a gambling man and I was going through an illegal bookie, I would hammer Tyler Glasnow to win the NL Cy Young at plus 1,400.
Hypothetically,
if I were to wire millions of dollars and claim my friend stole it from me. I would put pretty much as much as I could say my friend logically stole from me.
Like what, like 4.5 million?
Around that.
Nice. Not a way of addressing it, but cool. I will go with another stat, and this is going to make Henry happy. Gerrit Cole's out for the year. unfortunately. Maybe not.
I'm overjoyed. I'm so happy.
Three times. He's not out for the year.
We'll see about that. But I think the Yankees
said no negativity.
The Yankees have their Gerrit Cole replacement. Marcus Stroman posts a sub 3.15 ERA on the season. Ground ball merchant in the Bronx. And I think the Yankees have their ace, and that's going to be one of the best value picks of the offseason. So,
clearly, someone didn't
just
watch
say Clayton sub beat. Three.
Huh?
Just say sub three.
No, because when at the end of the year he has like a 3.07, I get to claim that I'm right. I'm giving myself that little 0.15 wiggle room. So, Marcus Stroman under 3.15 ERA. James, you've got two in a row.
All right. My first pick is going to be for National League Rookie of the Year. And I think this guy out of the NL Central is going to win it just based off how he's pitched so far in spring training. I think he'll be also the most underrated signing of the offseason. How about Shota Imanaga out of the Chicago Cubs? I think he will be the National League Rookie of the Year. His stuff is electric. I think he was overlooked all offseason. And I think teams will regret not signing him the same way. I think teams look and say they should have signed Kodai Senga. Coming across from last year. So, and then my second pick, I'm going to stay in the National League. And I'm going to say that the Cincinnati Reds are going to handily win the National League Central Division. It won't even be close. Okay. I think the Reds will easily win 95 plus games, and I think they will win the National League Central Division.
I'm going to counter that, and I'm going to go a little bit off that. I think the Cubs win the NL Central, but that's not bold enough because I don't think the Cubs are good enough at this current moment to win the NL Central. They're going to make the splash of the trade deadline, and obviously we're a little early as to who's going to be that guy that no one's suspecting gets traded, and don't you dare say it's Peter Morgan Alonso because I know that's already been a rumor.
His middle name is Morgan?
His middle name is...
I just made that up on the spot. I don't really know.
I was like,
there's it actually no is. It is Peter Morgan Alonso.
No, it's not.
I knew that from somewhere.
What a funky last name.
But I think at the end of the day.
Or Millman.
No, Pete Alonso's not going to the Cubs. They're going to acquire Luis Robert at the trade deadline. And he's going to be their center fielder. Trade away, Pete Crum, strong in the field. Maybe it's going to be Matt Mervis in this deal, friend of the pod. But I think the White Sox are going to get some pieces. PCA, Mervis, maybe Cade Horton, or another shortstop prospect drafted in the first round a couple of years ago as well in that system. Maybe it's Michael Bush. But I think the Cubs have the pieces to get it done. We've seen these teams trade in the past. Look at Jose Quintana a couple of years ago. Easy decision. Luis Robert to the Chicago Cubs at the deadline. Henry, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it in the NL. I've been gassing him up for like a month now. I think Max Fried has the lowest ERA in the National League, but doesn't win the Cy Young.
Interesting. David, be more interesting.
I'm gonna join in on the party of who's going to win the NL Central. I'm going to say that the Pirates pull it off and win 90 or more games.
94 games. Hell yeah.
94, did you say?
90 or more games, and the Pirates and the win the NL Central.
Well, I don't really like it, but I appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to join in on the fun. Why not?
I was going to be my pick. So you know what? I'm going to one-up it. And I'm going to say that the Pirates win at least... Let's go. The Pirates win at least two games in the World Series.
Wait. Excuse me?
With who?
Well, so I think that Harry will be picking an American League World Series winner.
I'm just going to put the Pirates make the World Series. Well, that's more than enough.
I can't wait Harry to do pick that. Like World Series prediction. And it's not going to happen.
It's not going to have the Pirates in it. Well,
I had Pirates make the playoffs, and Dav just kind of forced my hand because I don't really want to have to come up with a new one. So,
Pirates make the World Series. I don't know what Kool-Aid you guys are sipping, but fun. Nico, you've got two.
I'll stick in the playoffs. I'm going to talk more about players, but first thing, I would think that all of us think that the Dodgers are going to make the playoffs. Their great best prediction. Pitcher. Yeah, great prediction. Thank you. What I'm going to say is their best pitcher in the playoffs on their run is going to be the most cursed playoff pitcher of all time, Clayton Kershaw.
How do I, again, five words or less? The bullet point is?
Kershaw ace in playoffs.
Cool. And you've got a second one.
It doesn't sound as good when you say it like that, but, you know, it happened.
Yes.
This one's going to be a little bit going into Henry's, disagreeing with him a little bit. The ace or going into the playoffs, the Braves isn't going to be Max Fried. You're close. You had the pitcher. You had the arm right. Game one pitcher for the Braves will be Chris Sale.
That's hot.
Ooh. Harry?
All right. I'm kind of scrambling here because my note said...
I thought you had 10.
My note said Ian Hamilton will win 30 MVPs, and I don't...
Oh, what the hell does that even mean?
I would assume I made some form of error in the process, so I went to FanGraphs. Blaze Alexander was the first person who came up, and my bold prediction is that he is not only going to make the team, I don't know if he already made the team, he will have at least a 725 OPS in the majors for the games he plays this year.
Hell yeah.
And if it's one game and he hits like a homer, count it.
Okay. So I'm looking at his stats. He enjoyed six games in rookie ball in 2023. So we're off to a hot start.
That's why it's a hot take.
He had 305 at bats in AAA, though. So
that's why it's a hot take.
Okay. So exactly. What was the stat? Blaze Alexander,
725 OPS.
I don't feel like that's good.
I saw him go.
What do you mean? A 725 OPS is like league average.
For a guy who's in rookie
ball. Had Dylan, I promise you, this time last year, or like maybe a year and a half ago, we had the exact same conversation where you like insisted that it was like 775. I was like, no.
Wow.
You know who Steamer I went projection to? Immediately... as a like, hold on.
Wow, this is kind of sad. You know who I went to when I was looking for a comp to see if that's a good OPS or not?
Like Vientos?
No, I went to Volpe. Just figuring shortstops. What do you think Volpe's ending OPS was last year?
It was like 675.
660.
36. 660,
it fell a lot. I told
you.
I mean, yeah. Wow. Okay, 725. So I'll count it. Good job.
You're welcome.
Dylan, the guy who hit like 215 last year, did not have a good OPS.
David, bring us back.
Yes. Getting back to the NL Central real quick, we projected teams that will make the playoffs. I'm going to project a crazy race that will happen with three different players when it comes to who will get more stolen bases. I think that Nico Hoerner of the Cubs, O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates, and Ellie De La Cruz of the Reds will be fighting in the NL Central for leader in stolen bases.
I like that one. That's creative. Hats off, David. Henry.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. All right. You know, I'm gonna ride with it. I'm just gonna ride with it. I don't know how confident I am in it, but I'm sick of the Rays being good narrative. I think that they are not going to be good this year. I think that they will finish below the Red Sox in the AL East standings this season.
Yes.
I like that one. That's a cool one. I will go with the homer pick. You knew it was coming based on the conversations we've had over the last month or so. The New York Mets are making the playoffs. I initially think that people apparently are saying that's bold. I don't consider it bold, but based on the conversations we've been having, apparently this is a bold prediction, even though we just signed one of the best DHs in Major League Baseball, Pete Alonso.
MLB employee.
Luis Severino is looking sharp in spring training, stats that don't matter but do matter. Tyler McGill has finally won a starting rotation spot. I think New York Mets, Francisco Alvarez could hit 25 bombs again this season. Jeff McNeil could be back hitting 290. The recipe is there for success. And as we saw last year, All it takes is 85 to 86 wins to make the playoffs, and Steve Moneybags Cohen won't be afraid to make the big trade at the deadline if the Mets are in it. If he goes ahead and brings back some old friends alert, but the New York Mets will make the playoffs in 2024. Easily said and done. James. For two.
All right, so my first pick, I'll stick with the National League Central. Key Brian Hayes will win the Platinum Glove this season in the National League. I mean,
all right, well, time to change one of mine.
Yeah, I've been high on Key Brian. I think he got snubbed last year, so I think this year is his year. And then going out west for my National League Cy Young pick, I think that's, this guy's going to be overlooked because he was just such a clown all offseason. Blake Snell going to the San Francisco Giants. He's going to pitch in the same division he pitched in last year, have a ton of success, pitching in a pitcher-friendly ballpark with the best defensive catcher in baseball. Sounds like a recipe for success. So I'm going to say Blake Snell, National League Cy Young Award winner again this season.
I like it. And he's fully built up. Apparently, he will likely start pitching in the regular season around week two of the season. So not much of a delay, even though he waited till the end of March to sign. I will go staying out west. Speaking of aces, if you were to ask people who's the Los Angeles Dodgers ace, you might get responses like Tyler Glasnow. Nico said it's going to be Clayton Kershaw. Everyone in the world seems to think it's Yoshinobu Yamamoto and his 45 ERA right now. But the real ace of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it will be clear and convincing by the end of the season to the point that he will likely start NLDS game one, is the future ace and current ace in 2024, Bobby Miller, the former top prospect, will establish himself as the next Dodger great pitcher following the line of Kershaw, Buehler, and now it's going to be Bobby Miller. Henry.
Yeah. All right. The Phillies are winning the NL East. I think that the Braves, I love the Braves. The Braves look good. I saw the Braves in spring training. They look really good. especially Matt Olson. But I don't know. There's something about it. If the Phillies don't do it now, then I don't think they ever will. So if they want to make a push, then they got to win the East.
David.
We were talking about the NL Central and who we believe will clinch the division and stuff like that and what crazy races we will see. But one team that we are yet to talk about in the NL Central is the St. Louis Cardinals. At the trade deadline, I believe there will be sellers.
You got anything more specific, or is that the
problem? I believe they'll start the season very, very bad again and be sellers at the deadline.
I mean, do you have is it Goldschmidt? Is it Arenado? Is it Sonny Gray? Is it
Steven I think Matt? They'll blow the whole team up. Arenado will be gone. Goldschmidt will be gone. Now they'll get
I like it. I like it now. Now that we got
I don't even money. Have them making the playoffs. Even if they have that good of a team, it's just that the moves that the other NL Central teams made outside of the other NL Central team that we yet to mention, I don't see the St. Louis Cardinals making it.
I like it. I like now that you've added some detail, I'm fully believing in that one. Harry.
Yeah, last year I made shockwaves with my completely accurate prediction of that an MLB player would be suspended for PED use, particularly for the drug stanozolol. I'm going to run it back. I'm going to go different. I'm going to go with kind of a more underrated drug. I'm going to go with clomiphene. It's a little bit lesser used. We haven't seen a suspension for it since 2022. I think it's due. And yeah, I think we're going to, and there is going to be an 80-game suspension for PED use, particularly for clomiphene. We'll work on the spelling, Dylan.
Thank you.
Who the hell uses chlorophyll, bro?
What?
Yeah, all the plant life in the MLB.
Nice. Nico, you've got two as we enter and conclude round seven of our predictions.
I want to disagree with David, actually, completely. I'm going to book the Cardinals in the NLCS. I think that what I wanted to really say was that Sonny Gray was going to win the Cy Young, but I have zero clue how long he's going to be out. So I have, if he's out for a month and a half, then that's just not happening. But especially if they get the 3 seed, I think they're going to be able to meet the Dodgers there, maybe. We'll see what happens there. Again, going to kick it back to for my next one. To we were talking a little bit about the rookie of the year at the beginning. A lot of talk about Wyatt Langford. A lot of talk about Evan Carter. I'm going to go with my guy, Rafaela. Cedrón Rafaela. He's going to find a way. Look great in spring training. He's going to be in a lineup that mashes. That's going to allow 7 runs a game and have to score 8 to win. Let's see him win the rookie of the year.
Harry.
You know, I realize that a lot of my predictions have been kind of, you know, drifting apart, being a little bit off topic. I apologize for that. I'm going to bring it back onto the baseball field. And with my, what is it, ace? Is it ace?
This is ace.
My eighth prediction, I think that somebody beats the Freeze this year.
Harry's getting creative.
I love Harry's picks.
David, are you going to be creative?
I'm going to go with an actual trade that I think will happen at the deadline. I think that the Marlins and the Orioles will make this blockbuster trade because I see the Marlins not making the playoffs and the Orioles fighting for the playoffs. I think Luis Arias and Tanner Scott will be traded to the Orioles for Craig Kimbrell and 3 prospects.
Fire. Okay.
Miguel, well, thoughts?
That's a hot take for the sole reason of it has to work out exactly like that.
I'm just wondering what Orioles top infield guy goes down that they need Luis Arias. Oh,
but Arias plays.
They don't have a clear second baseman.
They don't.
First base. Arias plays first base.
I look at him more as a second baseman. That's why. That's why I think the Orioles should get him.
Great. That's a great pick.
I believe, Henry, that's your turn to go.
Yeah, it is. I will not be explaining why I said this. There will be no further questions about it. The Mariners are making it to the ALCS.
I don't hate it. I like it. No further questions. Perfect. Number 8 for me. We're going to go a little stat heavy. The analytics is coming out. Edwin Diaz in 2022 struck out 18 batters per 9 innings. He had a 52% strikeout rate on all batters that he faced. So I think Edwin Diaz establishes himself as being back as the most dominant closer in Major League Baseball and averages at least 15 strikeouts per 9, which would once again lead all relievers in Major League Baseball. So Edwin Diaz is back. He's not going anywhere. The trumpets will be playing and he will reestablish himself as the number one reliever in Major League Baseball, which is apparently a bold prediction because when we did our top 10 relievers list, I was the only one that did that. So apparently it's bold. But James, you've got the wraparound.
All right, so I'm going to stay in the AL West. Or not, sorry. Yeah, AL West. Switch it up. And I'm going to say that the Los Angeles Angels will make the postseason this year. I think with Ohtani gone, just, you know, people are going to take the Angels for granted. They're going to look at them and be like, oh, they're not going to do anything. They brought Ron Washington in. I think that kind of leadership really helped turn the team around, and I think they will make the postseason this year. I think Mike Trout is due. I think young guys like Zach Neto, Nolan Shanuel, and other prospects coming up will certainly help the team make a push this year. So I'm going to say the Angels in the playoffs. Also, I think the AL West will have 3 teams in the playoffs, Mariners, Angels, and Rangers. All right, now we're going to head back to the NL West. And this guy's been forgotten about. You know, everyone's talking about Bueller. Or gosh dang it. Everyone's talking about everyone's talking about Gosselin. Everyone's talking about Kershaw. Everyone's talking about Miller. Everyone's talking about Yamamoto.
Sound like Chief Keef right now.
But no one's talking about Walker Bueller and how good he was before he went down with Tommy John surgery 2 years ago. I think Walker Bueller, I don't know how to handicap it. I don't know what stats to put in because I don't know how much he's going to throw. Whenever he does eventually come back, Walker Bueller is going to cement himself as one of the best pitchers in baseball again, as he was 2 years ago before he got hurt. I don't know how to quantify it.
I've got two ideas for you if you want them.
Sure. He's on my way.
How about you could do an ERA if you want to go there. You could also go his ranking in the top starting pitchers available this offseason, which I believe includes Burns, Fried, Buehler, and Bieber.
Okay. I think Buehler signs for over 125 million this offseason after he bounces back from Tommy John surgery.
I like it. In favor of the group. Saddle peeled. We're all good. Like it.
I love Buehler, though. No arguments here.
All right. For me, number 9, off the field, I think the Oakland A's move to Vegas falls apart in 2024. I don't think they end up
moving. God bless.
I think that the A's end up staying midway through the year. They find out that this is not the last year in Coliseum. I do think Vegas gets a team eventually. I just don't think it'll be the Oakland A's. And I think this year, at some point, we get the news that the Vegas deal has fallen apart. David's clapping. Thank you, David. Henry.
All right, my last two. I don't care about your walks. I don't care about how well you play defense. I care about these two guys hitting the ball very well. First off, Javi Baez is hitting 275 this year. I don't give a rat's ass that he hit 45 in spring training. I don't know how it's going to happen. This might be the riskiest pick I've made. I will make maybe in my life. But when it pays off, when he hits 275 and walks 0% of the time, you'll be like, oh, wow, Henry, that's really impressive. His 275 on base percentage matching with his batting average is super impressive.
I'm not going to lie. I was thinking of a Javi Baez 30 homer season as mine as well. So I don't hate this pick at all. David, you got two left. Give us one of them.
I'm going to kind of go on the trend with the Tigers and say that they will be the third AL wild card team, making the third wild card spot in the postseason.
I like it. Harry.
You know, looking back at my picks, one of the things, you know, I think I really kind of played myself into a hole having the Pirates in the World Series. So I'm going to go with a couple picks that kind of reinforce that. I think someone already took the Ke'Bryan Hayes Platinum Glove, so that's going to happen. I'm also going to go with Mitch Keller Cy Young. I also realized that I now had Spencer Strider breaking the strikeout record.
It's a co-Cy Young.
To be honest, he's probably going to need like a sub 1 ERA.
In the world of betting, this is what you call hedging your bet. Which yeah, MLB exactly. is becoming very familiar with.
Ipe knows a lot about this. And
MLB is obviously very familiar. Yeah, let's go Mitch Keller Cy Young.
All right.
And then I'll
tell us your next one.
Something else.
Well, Nico, you've got your 9th. And then we'll go to our 10th round where we will give our boldest of bold predictions. Hopefully you saved at least something for us here at the end. But Nico, your 9th and your wraparound.
Sick. You know, I had 12. You know, I had 12 of these and like yeah. 4 of them taken. It's phenomenal. We're going to go ninth is going to be, I'm not going to talk about him winning Rookie of the Year because we all know how good he's going to be. And I already have Rafaela winning the Rookie of the Year. I see more like an Evan Carter for him. When the O's make the World Series, which we'll get to a little bit later when I make my World Series prediction, leading off for them is going to be Jackson Holliday.
So I'm going to phrase that as Jackson Holliday.
Leads off World Series.
Leads off, yeah, World Series. I like it. And your last one.
Going to be honest, I just said I had 12 and 4 of them got taken. Could so we maybe go back to the top?
Let's do it. James.
I echo that sentiment. I'm trying to
James,
come up with another one.
Your final prediction on the night.
All right. Final prediction. I'm going to go opposite on this Javier Baez pick that was just made. I'm going to say that Javier Baez goes for the triple crown of ass. He will lead the league in errors. He will have the lowest batting average among qualified hitters. And he will drive in the least amount of runs.
You can for go strikeout.
No, because he doesn't. He actually doesn't strike out. He strikes out a lot, but not enough. I was just looking at the leaderboard from last year, and he's not even in the top, like, 30. I was trying to say he would lead the lead in that, but unfortunately he doesn't. He just doesn't fit that mold. I guess maybe because he didn't have enough at bats. I don't even see him. One second.
Did he get hurt last year?
No,
he only played 136 games. He only struck out 125 times. So the leader was 215. So he won't lead in that. But so he'll have the lowest batting average, most amount of errors, and he will have the least amount of RBIs for people with. All right, let me go see how many plate appearances he had last year so I can set a. He had 500. So the person with 500 plate appearances, he will have the least amount of RBIs. Won't even be close.
Is Buddy getting DFA'd at some point?
I don't think because of the contract he can get DFA'd. Just, I mean,
yeah.
He would have to be Chris. He would have to be Chris Davis, like 0-for-60 abysmal to warrant a DFA, but which I don't see happening. But yeah.
All right, Henry, round us out.
All right. I got another just scorcher, just a real, real blazing take. I think that Tim Anderson is gonna have a bounce back season from the most ass season of all time. And he's going to win the NL batting title. He's still got it in him. Cause frankly, if he had hit 45 bombs and then had this season, I think it's hard to predict another 45 bombs, but you can't tell me the feel to hit just disappeared. I think that vibes were bad. I think he probably got concussed from getting punched in the face. Like, he's had 3 months to cool off and just like reset. I think that he's primed for.
Harry, back to you.
Continuing on my Pirates theme, I think that they're also going to be anchored by a very strong bullpen. Obviously, David Bednar, the lead guy in the locker room. But I'm going to shift my focus towards another member of that, of that bullpen, maybe a little bit more of a controversial figure. In the meantime, when he's not having intimate relationships with members of his own family, as Henry.
Free my boy.
I think that Aroldis Chapman is really going to grab onto those baseballs and put up a two-war season as a dominant reliever. Two-plus war. That's a low bar.
Reliever two plus war. Wars
or two-plus reliever war for the incestuous man himself, Aroldis Chapman.
We'll see how much of that needs to get edited out. Nico, your last one.
Thought about this a lot because I needed my freaking like 15th of this.
Mm-hmm.
We were high on him for left fielders. I think Nolan Jones is going to be a top five in the MVP race this year.
Love that. I'm purchasing all the
I Nolan think Jones that stuff. Yeah, I think that a lot. There's always like one guy on the Rockies, it seems like, that just is going to absolutely tear the cover off the ball and be like in that MVP race. It was Nato for a little bit. Then you had kind of Tulo and Cargo for a little bit. Before that, you had Helton, Dante Bichette, Larry Walker actually even won the MVP. Doesn't seem like there's a guy this year. I know we just signed Ezekiel Tovar to like an extension.
We?
I think Nolan Jones rakes. I think that what he did last year was not a fluke. He's going to continue it on. Top five MVP. Book it.
David, don't think I forgot about you. I was saving you towards the end here. You're 10. David, you okay?
No, you got sorry. Yeah, sorry. Some stupid fire trucks in my background. But yes, one team that we had not mentioned is the Toronto Blue Jays. And one player that we had not mentioned is the guy who made the cover of MLB The Show 24, Vlad Guerrero Jr. I think after last year where he made the All-Star team, this will be this year that he had a complete down year. He will have an under 200 average, under 20 home runs, and under 90 RBIs. He will absolutely fall apart after being named the cover for the game.
Interesting. So David believes in the MLB The Show curse. I will go.
Yeah.
I will go. Because I saved myself for last. And maybe this is a prediction that has some merit behind it. Because we don't know what's happening behind the scenes, or at least I know, but no one else knows. So my bold prediction for the 2024 MLB season is that a Major League Baseball All-Star joins us on the podcast this year. Shrug. We'll see what happens. That wraps up our 2024 Major League Baseball predictions. Obviously, we will come back to this in September. We will see what we got right. We will see what we got wrong. But there is a lot of good things coming on the way, both on the podcast in terms of interviews, as well as social media content, as well as potentially some live events coming up real soon that we're looking forward to. But for Dylan, James, Nico, Henry, Harry, and David, until the next time, the side is retired.